This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're part of the Ramadan crew that stays around in the middle, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. So get to know each other, inshallah. Please do shake hands with the person next to you. And by the way, if you ever shake hands with someone that you already know, ask them something that you don't know about them, inshallah. Alright, so get to know them deeper, inshallah. Ask for their date of birth, social security number, all of it. What's up? A bank account number. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi as-sami'i min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa al-'udwana illa 'ala al-zalimin wal 'aqibatu lil-muttaqin. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik 'ala 'abdika wa rasulika Muhammadin sallallahu 'alayhi wa sallam wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman katheera. Subhanallah, we have exited out of the seven long surahs, the surahs that we call the sab'at tawal, the seven long surahs that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I have been given in the place of At-Tawrah," right? So Al-Baqarah all the way to Al-A'raf, and then now we are in Al-Anfal and At-Tawbah. So we officially have exited those seven surahs, and we talked about the character of those surahs being very similar to one another and the things that come out of them. Now, some of you have been following the Ramadan series on Why Me, Divine Decree, and I kept on getting this question over and over again, which was about the ayah in Surah Al-A'raf. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, until the end of the ayah. In Surah Al-A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "And remember when your Lord extracted the children of Adam from his back, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to bear witness, am I not your Lord?" And they all bore witness to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to that responsibility that they have to that covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a question came up multiple times. Some of you even stopped me after salah and said, if Allah wrote us amongst the people of hellfire, Allah created us for hellfire, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, Allahumma ameen. And if the light did not hit us in the beginning, how is that fair? What chance do I actually have? And I want to address it first and foremost from a Quranic perspective. And by the way, I'm just going to say, mashallah, we live in a day and age where there are lots of wonderful resources that break this stuff down, the concepts of decree and predestination. If you go to Yaqeen's website, literally search the word divine decree predestination. We have papers, we have a whole curriculum that you can work through, inshallah ta'ala, to properly understand this. If you go to Sapience Institute, mashallah, amazing works that they have on divine decree and predestination. If you go to the works of Shaykh Umar al-Ashqar, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has a book on divine decree and predestination. This is all in the English language. In the Arabic language, it's a bahar. It is an ocean, and it will leave you not just satisfied, but invoking, inshallah ta'ala, Allah for that next step in your journey to Him. So I don't want to go down the deep philosophical parts of this. I want to address it first and foremost from the Qur'an. And we said that these seven surahs are grouped together. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah talks about the original covenant with Adam alayhi salam, which is the first of the seven surahs. In Surah Al-A'raf, the covenant with the descendants of Adam alayhi salam. In Surah Al-Baqarah, when Allah Azza wa Jal appoints Adam alayhi salam as a khalifa on this earth, and Allah Azza wa Jal gives him that authority and mentions the children of Adam that are to come, the angels ask a question. What did they say? أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَا يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ. But we know what's going to happen with that creation. A creation that has free will, a creation that has choice, is going to end up being intoxicated by its desires, by its devices, by its sense of power, and spread corruption and spill blood. أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَا يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Now the angel said, and we glorify you, we declare your perfection, we worship you, O Allah. And the angels are not restricted by the potential of desires that can pull them away. And what's Allah's answer? Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. I know what you don't know. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. We have no knowledge except what you know, O Allah. Were the angels questioning the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Absolutely not. In fact, many of the mufassirun, as they elaborate on this verse very beautifully, first and foremost, they're talking about the outcome of this creation, not Allah's wisdom for the creation itself. Secondly, they are afraid that perhaps there's a deficiency in their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Like, are we not doing enough, O Allah? And of course, the angels know the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they always feel deficient. And the one who gets to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more always looks at their own ibadah and feels like it isn't enough. And so the angels are not questioning Allah, they're questioning their own purpose, their own worship, or how they now worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more, how they increase in their adoration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the angels questioning. And what's their question? People who have their abilities, their will, their choices are going to steer away and they're going to end up doing things that are wrong, because we've seen this with the jinn already. So we glorify you, O Allah. Now you come to Surah Al-A'raf. Here's something very important. When the Prophet ﷺ mentions this to the companions, explains this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created from the back of Adam alayhi salam, those people of paradise and those people of hellfire. Did the Sahaba say, what's the point of God doing that? Why would Allah do that? That's not fair. You know, did they question the divine scheme? Did they start to ask questions about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. Why? Because they have adab with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have a mannerism with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etiquette with how they approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La yus'alu amma yaf'al. وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. You don't ask Allah about what He does. You will be asked about what you do. And there is something very important about our humility with the question in the first place, representing our humility with Allah Himself. هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. He has full knowledge. He has full wisdom. أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَ. Submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't get to start from the place of how you think the world should function and then try to mold a God that operates the world the way you think it should function. What was the question of the companions? Not why did Allah do that? And I'm having trouble with the belief in God then. If this is how you're saying God creates, no. You know what they said? Ya Rasulullah, what do we do then? Do our a'mal matter then? Do our deeds matter then? And the Prophet ﷺ said, اعملوا كل ميسر. Everyone will be facilitated to what they were created for. Act, do your deeds. Your deeds are your deeds, and that's what's going to facilitate you to your destination. That's what's going to be confronting you on the day of judgment, of good or bad. The Sahaba asked about themselves and the divine scheme, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself and how he created it. Because you've got to submit yourself to it. And that's why when you talk about Arkan al-Iman and the pillars of faith, the articles of faith, it starts with Allah, His names, His attributes. If you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything else falls in. If you don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you logically try to construct everything, and then try to fit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into that, you will inevitably fail and be left unsatisfied. Instead, Allah is Alim, Allah is Hakim. Allah is all-knowing, Allah is all-wise. You know, subhanAllah, someone, as I was working through this narration with a young brother before, he said, okay, you know, so I understand, you know, Allah created us and He gave us choices. Couldn't that happen after we make those choices? Why do you wait for the outcome? Because you want to know what the outcome is. You're once again trying to impose on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time, place, what has happened versus what will happen. And to Al-Alim, Al-Hakim, it's all the same. But here's the thing. SubhanAllah, Allah calls us in the Qur'an. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whoever wants to believe, believe. And whoever wants to disbelieve, disbelieve. It starts off in the Qur'an. فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those that follow my guidance have no fear, have no grief. Allah is calling you. Ud'uni astajib lakum. Call upon me, I will answer you. Istaghfiruni, seek my forgiveness. Aghfiru lakum, I will forgive you. And nothing is forced upon you. To the point, by the way, subhanAllah, that if you were to sleep through a prayer just because of something completely out of your control, you're not accountable for what you slept through, you're accountable for how you act when you woke up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not punish you, even in the Sharia, for things that are out of your control. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not burden a soul beyond its scope. So then how can you then turn around and say, Ya Allah, this is not fair because the decree is already over me and I have absolutely nothing to do with it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excuses you for what you do out of compulsion, how is it that you can then turn around and say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you predetermined something based upon your knowledge that is unfair? And therefore, I'm going to simply play my role and act. And on the day of judgment, I'm just like anyone else, right? I simply played the role that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to me. It doesn't work that way. It's your deeds. And Allah azza wa jal says that He created us. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. The one who created death and life to test you, who will be the best in their deeds. This is not some experiment that you have nothing to do with. It is fully up to you, but you will never be able to overcome the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The choice is yours, the choice is mine. And you think about how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam flips this on its head. كُلَّ أُمَّتِي يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. It's the complete opposite. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, everyone goes to Jannah except for the one who refuses. Everyone goes to paradise for my ummah except for the one who refuses. You refuse paradise. Because Allah Azza wa Jal opens up that door to you. He opens up that possibility. But Allah's knowledge is perfect. He doesn't need to wait for the outcome to know what's going to happen. And Allah's creation is based upon His knowledge and His wisdom. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are part of that creation. And we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us a chance to turn back to Him, to seek His forgiveness, to believe in Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Jannah so clear to us what it is, how to get there, the path forward, given us the tools, given us incentives. And so you ask yourself, not did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala write me to go to hellfire anyway and I'm in trouble and there's no way I can get out of it. You ask yourself, why would I choose hellfire over Ar-Rahman? Why would I choose to send myself by acting the deeds that facilitate a person to hellfire, rather than tie myself to Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Al-Wadud, the one who calls me back to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who accepts the repentance of anyone who turns back to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, dear brothers and sisters, all I say here in conclusion, inshallah ta'ala, I just want you to focus on the adab with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's your mannerism? What's your etiquette with Allah? Again, the works of divine decree and predestination are many. To understand this a little bit deeper, inshallah ta'ala, what is your adab with Allah? What is your mannerism with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ya Allah, how can I do more to be in your favor? Because you have not made your pleasure impossible to attain. You have made it possible, and you've given us the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to show us that way, and that's what I'm going to bound myself to and ensure that I don't deviate from. فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And if I follow that guidance, then I will not fear, nor will I grieve. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to cling to His righteous guidance, to cling to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not be amongst those who refuse paradise, but to be amongst those who respond to the revelation when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Respond to the call of Allah and the Messenger when they call you to that which gives you life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us life through this revelation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who submit themselves fully, who find peace and tranquility in that submission, who are written amongst the people of paradise, and who put in their book of deeds the deeds of the people of paradise. And may Allah azza wa jalla forgive us for our inevitable shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlook those deeds. May Allah pardon those sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala write us down amongst the inhabitants of Al-Firdaws Al-A'la with our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.